It's that time again on a Friday when AM Live presents another update from the Coalface with Martin Creamer, Publishing Editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. A very good morning to you, Martin. Thanks for joining us again in studio.
Thanks, Gillian.
There's some news coming through from Anglo American in terms of job creation with an interesting twist. Tell us a bit about that.
It's a very interesting twist. Anglo American says that hundreds of thousands of jobs can be created in South Africa from developing fuel cells. Now, we've been talking about fuel cells in South Africa for a long time. Why? Because hydrogen fuel cells require platinum. And we are the biggest producers of platinum in the world. And Southern Africa is the biggest producer by far of platinum. And platinum is green. And it's green in this era of COP17 and people looking for zero emission power. So here, Anglo-American Cynthia Carroll is saying to the world at COP17, you know, South Africa has a window of opportunity, and this window is wide open to create hundreds and thousands of jobs over the next 30 years by manufacturing fuel cells in this country and maintaining fuel cells and getting a global march on this. Because what are you doing? You are beneficiating your metals and minerals, and you're also reducing carbon. This is what the world is crying out for at the moment. What other country has this opportunity to kill those two birds with one stone? We have this platinum, which is green. We have an abundance of it. And we have the opportunity to create a product that generates electricity, you know, fuel cells. And it generates clean electricity. It's like an answer to a maiden's prayer. So, you know, we've got the liquid hydrogen. You've got the liquid oxygen with a platinum catalyst. And what do you get? You get electricity and you get water. You couldn't have a more benign byproduct, and you get heat. So already there's demonstration plants all over the country, as Anglo-American reported. You know, they are using demonstration models of fuel cells to in vaccine-free fridges, in rural clinics, and they're providing heat and power in hospitals already to demonstrate right at COP17 in front of our eyes. They were generating the power for COP17 from their fuel cells. So we see there's potential there, and it can meet our existing energy security challenges, particularly in rural areas, without any expansion to our national electricity grid.
And is government hearing this?
Government is hearing this very, very clearly, and sitting right next to Cynthia Carroll, the CEO of Anglo American, as she was announcing this to her COP17 function, was our Minister of Minerals, Susan Shabangu, who immediately said, you know, this is a fantastic option because it means that you beneficiate and you reduce your carbon footprint at the same time. What other opportunity is there for that? And you can create all these jobs.
Well, it sounds pretty amazing. Moving on to a different topic, Brazil and South Africa now focusing more on the rand and the real rather than the dollar and the euro. That sounds quite interesting.
You know, what happens is the dollar devalues, and then these currencies like the rand and the real, they revalue. So, you know, they put you into a less competitive position if you do all your trading using them. So there's been a meeting of the minds between the South Africans and the Brazilians, you know, the South-South thinking. And the South Africa's state-owned development bank of Southern Africa has held talks in Brasilia with the Brazilian National Bank of Social and Economic Development. And their conclusion is, you know, let's try and do much more trade using our own currencies. Why should we have to use the euro? Why should we have to use the dollar? If we are trading, trading must benefit both of us. You know, we mustn't be unhappy with our trade. We should be happy with our trade. So why not do it in our own currency when it's advantageous to do that? And why not use these two developmental banks as a structure and a conduit for doing this? So these talks were quite hot, you know, as the South Africans spoke in Brasilia, and then the Brazilians swept through Southern Africa. And with them was Peter Stossel, the Brazilian Minister of Development and Industry, and also Paulo Protasio from the Brazil-South Africa Chamber of Commerce. And they not only visited South Africa, but also Mozambique and Angola. And obviously there's a big trade and a charm offensive as they come through. But they're talking of being rational with the use of the currencies and using local currencies, which are more suitable, they say, to existing trade conditions.
All right, moving on to another interesting topic now. The local manufacturer of the minibus taxi is back. Now, of late, we've been hearing a lot in terms of these campaigns to buy local goods. Manufacturing needs to be done on a local level. And that also falls squarely in line with the Proudly South African campaign that says buy local, make use of local services so that we can help to create jobs.
And it's not only South Africa that's doing this. If you go to Australia, you'll see they're trying to force Australians to buy Australian. You know, even if you go to Ghana, you see that they've got their programs. Everybody is looking inward at the moment because of the turmoil in the world. And it's a time that we now are looking inward to a point saying, gee, all these taxis that pass us, the Quantums, you know, we're importing them. You know, why don't we make these taxis locally? And we stopped, the Toyota, I should say, stopped making this Yaya taxi in 2007 because it was going for large volume production of other products. So it decided, well, it'll import the Quantums. But the government has come along and said, hey, guys, look, we're not going to do anything under the automotive production and development program for you, but we want to do something specially tailored for locally manufactured mini taxis. And we've given you an incentive now. This is completely charmed the Toyota, who says now that they want to go back into the local assembly of knockdown, semi-knockdown assembly of taxis in South Africa. And of course, it's also created some competitive juices because we see Nissan saying the same thing. Within the next 2 years, we might be developing minibus taxis. We'll assemble them locally. And we also see Volkswagen, which has had its toe in this. It has been with the Crafter. It's had this taxi that says 16 to 23 seater. And now it says it wants to come through with something cheaper, maybe a 14 to 16 seater. But the word is local. Local manufacture, local content, and we see that coming into our vocabulary daily.
Oh, most definitely, and we echo what the Proudly South African campaign says as well. Buy local and make use of those local services. Well, Martin, unfortunately, it's my last interview with you, but it certainly has been a pleasure doing these interviews with you, and I'm certainly going to miss them, but I will be listening every Friday to The Coalface and as you continue to share your insights and your expertise with AM Live.
And Gillian, thanks very much for all your help and go well in your new career.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it, Martin. Martin Creamer is publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. And he'll be back at the Coalface at the same time next Friday with Xolani Gwala.